Today is April 23rd, 2024, and this is the Polsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Leclerc Hardware Store damaged by fire in rat's nest. Fire believed to have been started by a rat's nest becoming ignited from the chimney in the attic of the building occupied by the Leclerc Hardware Company, 305 8th Street, at 6 o'clock last night, was extinguished about 20 minutes later by the Hoquiam Fire Department. According to Fire Chief Crawford and members of the firm, the water damage was very heavy. The property, which has been standing for nearly 30 years, was covered by insurance, although the exact loss has not been ascertained last night. The insurance adjuster is expected today. Occupants of the building were unaware of the fire, and after an alarm had been sent in, a large crowd had gathered in front of 8th Street. The whole thing happened so quickly that Mr. Leclerc was unable to tell what the temporary arrangements will be, although they expect to patch up the damage and open as soon as possible. The building is owned by Mrs. Mary Lytle, and is so old that only the pioneers of the city can remember it when it was built. A similar blaze occurred 2 or 3 months ago, presumably from the same cause. In other news, logging company seeking pay for school teacher. Jerry McGillicuddy visited the county superintendent of schools today on behalf of the Greenwood Logging Company in relation to the school located at their camp. The school is in District 117 of the Upper Wishkaw Valley. The logging company requested the school board to transport the pupils from the camp to the school, a distance of about 5 miles, which the board refused to do. In order that the children living at the logging camp might have the advantage of a school during the year, the company employed a teacher at $130 a month, believing the District Number 117 would pay the salary, which they refused to do, thus requiring the company to assume payment of the teacher's salary for the school year. In the city and county news, Fireproof Storage, Auto Repairs, Accessories, Batteries, Recharge, C. Ward Motor Company, Incorporated, 5th and I Street, Phone 1072, and a wrecking car. Haircut, 25 cents. Razor's Hone, 25 cents. A. Kellogg, 2521 Sumner Avenue. The Olympians are planning to hike next Sunday. The trip will be a number of miles into a logging camp, the exact place not having been decided upon yet. After spending a week visiting with their sons, who are students at the Washington State College in Pullman, Mr. and Mrs. George McFarland and their daughters, Betty and Ruth, returned to home in Aberdeen Monday. Clayton Reichert has received word of his appointment as head of the committee in Hoquiam to secure funds which to send the Washington crew to race this year. The campaign will begin in a few days. Matt Hill, head of the Seattle committee, has appointed Charles Logg as representative in Aberdeen and Mr. Reichert in Hoquiam. And finally, Francis Murphy, who was injured recently at the Hobie Timber Company's camp at Aloha, left yesterday for Seattle, where he will visit his parents while recuperating. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 23, 1924. The Polson is excited to announce the start of our 16th Red Car Raffle with this year's grand prize Firecracker Red Jeep Gladiator 4x4. With just 1,000 tickets available to sell, we hope to see you at the museum soon to get your chance to win our most valuable red car raffle vehicle ever offered. We also look forward to seeing you at the Matlock Old Timers Fair on May 4th and 5th on the Mary M. Knight School grounds. Don't miss this annual free-to-attend gathering full of historic equipment, displays and demonstrations, music, food, and more. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.